Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So the last piece of the puzzle that we're going to need before building our next complete exercise app is to understand value converters. And so just briefly, sometimes you'll want to use data in your data model that's not quite in the correct format. Maybe you want to, for example, take a date and only pull off certain pieces of the date, or you want to modify the value in some way before you can successfully bind to it in your XAML. So a value converter allows you to do just that, to perform a conversion, to do some evaluation, to perform a calculation on the properties of your view model before you actually bind to it. And so in this lesson, I want to try to spark your imagination to start thinking about the various ways and the diverse ways that you can create value converters for your purposes to kind of massage your data into place so that it can be bound to correctly. So what I've done is to give you a setup project. And so wherever you're currently watching this video, or wherever you originally downloaded the video from, there should be the source code that accompanies this series. So whether, I don't know how they do this, so it'll either be in its own zip file or it'll be all collected together in one big zip file. But ultimately you want to find the Lesson 26 folder, okay? And inside of that there will be a before folder, and we're going to put an after folder once I'm finished here. But I want you to copy this binding with value converters, and then I'm going to put it in my projects, Visual Studio 2013 projects directory. So I'll just right click and select paste. And now if I go to binding with value converters, I should be able to double click the solution and open this up. And so I have here the beginnings of a weather app. Now, admittedly, I'm not pulling data from a real source. I'm gonna randomly generate the forecast, okay? But in a real app, you probably, hopefully, pull from a reputable online source for your weather data. And what I want to do is just talk about, to start off with, this weather.cs class. And I've got a number of different classes inside of here. And I just want you to think about the structure of this for just a moment. First of all, we have a daily forecast, and then each daily forecast has an observable collection of time forecasts. So the idea is this, that there will be 24 hourly forecasts for each day. So at a high level, we'll give you like the weather for the day, and then we'll have every hour the temperature for that given hour. We could expand this. I just wanted to keep it real simple here. And so for a given day, what's the weather, and then what's the weather for every hour of that day. Now, you'll see also here that I have this weather is an enumeration, and that's not something that can be easily bound to, right? Yet we'll want to either show an image that it's sunny, it's cloudy, it's rainy, or snowy. There might be others too, again, keeping this example small. And so how are we going to get that enum in and bind to it from our XAML? Well, that's where value converters come in. All right, so in addition to these classes, there's also this, what I would call this view model class. It's the 5-day forecast. It creates a observable collection of day forecasts with this static method called getForecast. And so as you can see, I'm going to actually just add five new day forecasts. I'm going to give it a date. I'm going to just hard code the weather to one of the enumerated values. And then for the hourly forecast, instead of, you know, creating each of these by hand, I'm just going to randomly generate these. And so I have this helper method called generate random time forecast. And so you'll pass in a seed. I think I'm just using the day of the week or the day of the, from the date time. And I'm going to create 24 of these time forecasts. I'm going to set the hour from 0 to 23. And I'm going to randomize the number from 0 to 105. And then I'll add it to this this forecast and return that observable collection of time forecasts and set that equal to the hour forecast for a new day. So ideally what happens here is that we'll have a lot of data to work with once we're done. Now you can see that I've also kind of gone through and, well, let me show you that I have assets. I'll just hover over them. Here's a cloudy, a rainy, a snowy, and I believe I have a sunny as well. And so we'll want those to appear in place of these enumerated weather values. And then on the main page.xaml, I just have, I don't have any design time data, so that's not going to really help us out. We can almost close that off, honestly. You can see I have a list view control, and I'm binding to a weather view model. If we look at that, we're merely creating a public property get, so read-only weather view model, and I set it at time of instantiation to that get forecast static method that'll return back to me that collection of 5 daily forecasts. Each daily forecast will contain 24 hourly forecasts as well. All right, so we're just going to bind to that here for the page. So the list view will bind to that collection, and then we'll just, for each individual item in that collection, we'll bind to its date. I'm going to go ahead and hard code it here as we're mocking up our interface to one specific PNG file. And then eventually I want to get the high and the low. So I want to take a look at those 24 time forecasts. And I want to find the highest value from that and the lowest value from that. And so hopefully this will allow us to create 4 different value converters and to kind of show you how different these can all be from something relatively simple where we're just formatting the date. As you'll see here when we run the app, the date's not going to be quite in the right format. It's going to have like the midnight, AM, PM, and that's not something that I want. I want it to look different. I want only to have just the date, or I might even choose Friday or Tuesday, you know, December 7th or something along those lines. I'll want to change, obviously, this image that we're hard coding to and change the high and the low that we're hard coding to. All right, so how can we do all this? Well, we can start by creating a series of value converters. So the first thing that I want to do is start simple, and we're just going to format this date. So I'm going to add a new folder, and I'm going to call this converters, all right, and inside of that I'll add my first converter. So I'm just going to add a class, and I'll call this date to string converter, like so. And then the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure this date string converter implements the iValue converter interface, and I'll have to use the control period technique to add the correct using statement to my file using windows.ui.xaml.data. All right, so now I have it, but I'm going to use the control period on my keyboard one more time to actually implement that interface. And you can see that it creates for me 2 public methods. One is to convert the data, and the other is to convert the data back to its original format. So we'll get whatever value is being bound to right now. So in this case, a date time. We'll get that here in our value input parameter. And there's some other input parameters too. I'm not going to go into those in any depth. They're not really relevant for this. But if we were to do two-way binding, I would want to actually implement this convert back. But since we're not doing any two-way binding, I'm not going to demonstrate this. This would be if you're going to allow somebody to edit the date in a text box, we want to take that string and convert it back to a date time. Not going to do it here for this example. Okay, so all I really need to do here is just to, for example, I'm going to get this value that they're giving me in the input parameter. I'm going to convert that to what I know the data type really is. It's a date time. And so I'm going to grab that off as datetime date equals datetime value. Great. And now what I want to return is an object. So I can return anything here that can be bound to by my XAML. Strings can be bound to easily. So that's probably the format that I'll choose most of the time here to convert to. So I'm going to go string.format, and I'll take in a date and I'm going to want to format it. And fortunately, you know, string.format has all those different conversion expressions or formatting expressions, I guess you can say. So, for example, I could just grab off the date, and I'll need to return that. And let's go to the mainpage.xaml. The next thing that I need to do is I need to kind of register this with the page, and I'm going to make this into a page resource. So page.resources. And I'm gonna add something called a date to string converter with the key of date to string converter. Now, unfortunately, as you can see, my mainpage.xaml has no idea what I'm talking about here. It has never seen this class name before. And the reason is because it doesn't have a reference to this namespace called binding with value converters.converters. So what I'll need to do here is add an XML namespace, and we'll call this just a value converter, and I'll set that to a using value binding with value converters dot converters, like so. Now I should be able to do value converters, use that namespace, and it should find that class. And I think IntelliSense just needs to catch up with what I've got, with what I've put in here so far. In fact, let me just build the solution to make sure. The problem is I forgot an S. Let's just get rid of that one. That should work now. Yeah, it worked. Okay, great. All right, now I need to use that value converter. So here in my date, I'm going to modify the binding expression. So after binding to date, I'm going to choose converter equals static resource, because I'm referencing that page.resources. And you can see that it pops up in IntelliSense, date to string converter. All right, let's go ahead and save that. So let's go ahead and run the app and see what we get. And so now I'm only pulling off the date, not the time, and not AM PM. So that's a great improvement. But let's go ahead and modify this one more time. Let me pull this down and get to the date to string converter. And in addition to the date, I'm going to give it the day of the week, because most of us don't think in terms of dates, we think in terms of days. So again, I'm going to use the date here, so I'm giving it item 0, and then 4 D's in a row will give it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. So let's go ahead and try that. And there we go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right, awesome. Okay, so that's a great example. Now, the next thing I want to do is actually change the source of my image depending on the enumerated value called weather from my weather enumerations. So how will I do that? Well, I'm going to create another value converter. I'm going to call this one weather enum to image path converter. Kind of a mouthful there, but I'm going to right click, select add new class, and we'll just paste in weather enum to image path converter. So you can kind of see the format that this takes. What's the original data type that I'm binding to, the word to, and what I intend to do with this. So I'm going to use it as an image path, or I might convert it to a data type. I could just maybe call it string, but I really want it to indicate and remind myself of what I'm intending to do with this conversion. I'm going to use it as an image path. And then finally, again, another convention to use the word converter at the end. Okay, click add. And I'm going to go ahead once again and implement iValueConverter. Hit Control Period on the keyboard. Add the using statement, Windows UI XAML data. And then Control Period on the keyboard one more time to implement the iValueConverter interface. I'm going to comment out the not implemented exception. And this time I'm just going to paste in the implementation really quick here. And you can see it's very simple. These value converters, once you get that part finished where you've implemented the interface and where you've kind of wired up your page resources, you know, you've added your namespace, you remember what the convention here is with the name of the class that you're wanting to use, and then this key that you can reference then in the converter portion of the binding expression. Once you get all that kind of figured out and in place, everything else gets easy from that point on. You can keep just churning these out. So here again, we're going to take value, which comes in as an object, but we're going to cast it to an enumeration of type weather. And then we're just going to do a switch on the weather. And if it's sunny or cloudy or rainy or snowy, we'll return a given path. Okay. And I think we can probably just get rid of that. Change it like so. All right, very good. So let's go back to the main page.xaml. In this case, we'll do almost the exact same thing here. We're just going to get rid of the source, and we'll bind to binding weather, and then we'll do it's converter, but I forgot we had not set up the converter. So let's get up here, and I'm just going to and paste this and call this weather enum to image path converter, and I'll use that as the key so I don't confuse myself. Should find that, and then I should be able to do a static resource and then that name, weather enum to image path converter. I have one too many of those in there. Okay, see if it can build it. Yep. And now when we run the app. All right, so you can see that I've used each of the icons at least once in my forecast. All right, and I see now that I've only got 4 dates. I wanted a 5-day forecast there. All right, but at any rate, a rainy, cloudy, sunny, and then snowy, an odd mix. The last thing that I want to do is now I'm going to, again, show you how diverse you can make these value converters. I'm going to next look for a high value. So I'm going to pass in, let's go to the weather. I'm going to pass in or bind to this hourly forecast. In the converter, I'm going to look for the high value. So that'll be one of my value converters. And then in this observable collection of time forecasts for each day, I'm going to look for the lowest value. So that'll create the high and the low for each day. All right, great. So I'm going to create two more classes here. Let's do this in quick order. Let's just kind of know where I'm going with this. And the next one I'll do is another class. Like so. Very good. Okay. And for the high converter, I'm just going to go ahead and paste in the code. Okay, so here again, we're just going to grab the value and then cast it to an observable collection of time forecast. And now, since I have an observable collection, I can run a link query on it. So I'm going to take that collection of individual times and temperatures, and I'm going to order by descending on temperature. I'm going to grab just the first one and then grab off the temperature, which will give me the high. And I'll just do the reverse for the low. All right, same thing. Go ahead and do that. All right, instead of order by descending, I'm just going to order by temperature. So that should put it from the lowest to the highest. Grab off the first one and grab the temperature. Great. So I guess I'll need to add that as well. Make sure that works. Okay, and then back in the main page.xaml, I just realized I'm got more room to work with here. We'll want to add those two value converters to the mix. And so make this one, I have it on my, and we'll call this one high. So, and then we will use them in the text for the text block where I currently have that set. That dummy data will go binding to the what was the name of my property again? It is hourly forecast. So binding to hourly forecast, and we're going to use a converter, and we'll do static resource, and then the hourly collection to daily high converter. We'll do the same thing with the low. In fact, let me just grab this. It's almost identical. And we'll just change this to low. Let me build it. All right, and let's run it now. All right, so you can see there's some variance in these temperatures, 100 high, 2 low, 101 and 2 low, 100 high, 1 low, 103 and 6 low. But, you know, the temperatures don't matter as much as the notion of how we were able to create these very diverse value converters, all right? So value converters allow us to shape and mold the data that we're binding to in our view model into the format that we need in order to correctly bind it in our view. So you can merely format the data item or change it completely, as you've seen I did here in some cases. And we're going to use this technique as we build a complete example in the next lesson. That'll be exciting. We'll see you there. Thank you.